This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. We respond to people in a way that is best. Allah commanded in the Quran, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Say to the people that which is positive and good and wholesome. The Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to greet someone with a smile on your face is a sadaqah. So Islam is not a religion that tells us to be anti-sociable, but Allah has the most rights for us to worship Him. And we cannot condone or endorse any form of disobedience. And the worst form of disobedience is making shirk with Him. So if someone were to say, Merry Christmas, there's no way in the world that the Muslim understands Christmas in any shape, form, or fashion as being merry, because it's calling to shirk and kufr, and it's calling to having and setting up partners along with Allah and ascribing to Him sons and daughters and wives and other than that. And this is something that the heavens are about to rent asunder and they split. The mountains are about to fall down because the people say, اتخذ الرحمن ولدا. Verily, Allah has taken a child. So the response of the heavens and the earth and the mountains is that they tremble out of fear at such a statement. So they are a creation of Allah and we are a creation of Allah. So if someone were to give you that greeting, it's your job to come up with a formula and the best thing to say, not to be disrespectful, but never respond back by saying a Merry Christmas to you and thank you very much. You come up with what needs to be said, inshallah, to get the job done without being apologetic or negative or disrespectful. And Allah is A'la and A'lam. If a person's parents, their relatives, they celebrate Christmas and they invite you over to participate in that celebration, that it is not permissible to find yourself in that place. In our religion, we have been commanded to avoid people and places where Allah is being disobeyed. We can't find ourselves in that place. Perhaps, perchance, Yawmul Qiyam is established at that time, and that's what you're going to be judged by. Perhaps, perchance, death may come to you, and you're in the middle of celebrating that which is in disobedience to Allah, and He hates it. The Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the curse of Allah is upon the table where khamr is consumed, sharab. The curse of Allah is on the place where the khamr is squeezed. The curse of Allah is upon the one who carries the khamr. The curse of Allah is upon the one, and they're all equal because of this issue of al-khamr. The same issue holds true with the riba, that Allah Ta'ala has cursed the one who takes it, the one who gives it, the place where it's being agreed to. So all of that goes to show we have to avoid the places and the people who are openly disobeying Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But in saying this, being a person who have relatives who are non-Muslims, I am not suggesting that we are disrespectful or that we're even anti-sociable. But we do it in a play in a way that is wise. Itfa billati hiya ahsan, as Allah said. Push back in a way that is best and most appropriate. And Allah is A'la and A'lam. It's not permissible for Muslims to celebrate Christmas in any shape, form, or fashion. And that's because the Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he found some of the companions in Al-Madinah celebrating some of the celebrations that they used to do in Jahiliyyah, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَدَّلَكُمْ مَا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُمَا. Allah has replaced the celebrations that you used to do with that which is better. The Eid of Ramadan and the Eid of Al-Hajj. We also have the Aqiqah, we have the Walima for the Nikah, and other celebrations that are sanctioned by the religion. But part of al-wala wa bara is that we have to make al-bara'a and separate ourselves from kufr and shirk and from the people who are practitioners of kufr and shirk and the ibadat, the forms of worship that come from kufr and shirk and the ayad, the celebrations that are steeped and connected and they originate from kufr and shirk. Not to do so would be a case of a person displaying weak understanding and weak application of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would advise you to go to YouTube and you can find some really informative and beneficial talks breaking down where all of this stuff comes from paganism. For an example, the hidden meaning or hidden history of Christmas by one of the elders in al-Islam, Brother Abdul Hakim Quick. The Quran has mentioned in detail the birth of Isa ibn Maryam, and the authentic Sunnah has also come with a hadith that supplement that. One of the ayat of the Quran where Allah Ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمَ خَلَقَهُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ فَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. Verily, the example of Isa to Allah Azza wa Jal is like the example of Adam. Allah created Adam from dirt, and then he said, be, and he became. And then Allah told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the truth is from your Lord, and this is the truth. So do not be like those people who are in doubt. So we believe that Isa was born and he had an immaculate conception. No father was on the scene. And the fact that there's a man by the name of Joseph that was put inside of the story in al-Islam, we don't accept that. We categorically reject it because we haven't been told that. We just believe that the angel Ar-Ruh Al-Amin came to his mother, Maryam, Batula, the virgin lady, and as a miracle and a sign, Allah Azza wa Jal allowed her to get married, as Allah Ta'ala is fa'alun lima yurid. He does whatever he wants. Wallahu ala kulli shayin qadir. And Allah is able and capable of doing anything and everything that he wants to do. He created Adam from dirt. And from Adam, he created Hawa. And from Maryam, he created Isa ibn Maryam, salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi. And Allah is a'la and a'lam.